Blog Talk Radio.
Days.
All right. Oh, do you have Twitch open somewhere?
Nope. It's not me. This time I know it's not me. I have nothing open. Y'all see Ginger be causing problems and trying to blame me. Y'all see that? Y'all hear that?
Yeah. I heard an echo, but it sounds like it's coming through from your side.
It may be. Xfinicraft is having some issues.
So weird. So strange.
It's like all kind of trucks and... Not trucks. Yeah, it is trucks. That's what I meant. Trucks all in the area. Yeah, so they've... not my favorite people this morning, Xfinity.
Xfinity fix your stuff, yo.
Not my favorite people at all. Oh!
Woo, 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 woo!
Apparently, Xfinity Reloaded is courting me. I like it.
Do you know?
Yes. Did I say Xfinity? I'm in APB. See, I'm not awake. I went to sleep at around 3:50 this morning.
APB is courting you?
Yes.
What are they courting you for?
They would like for me to come back, and in exchange, they will give me premium time, at least 4 days. Please, baby, baby, please, at the end of that email. We do anything for you, baby.
We are streaming. Yes, I'm trying to hear this.
I will check. But good morning to the rest of you out there. Happy Friday to you, except for Jay.
Poor Jay.
Jay, you've been waving sandwiches in our face all week. You won't play games with us. I don't know what to say about you.
I don't know either.
Oh, our City of Steam people left us a message too on Twitter. No, I don't know if we're coming to either of those events. We will have somebody there, but it may not be us, per se. Ginger is really focused on something. She got the quiet.
I am.
When she's holding the breath, I know it's serious business. Something's going on. Ginger, who we need to cut?
Possibly the Twitch. Twitch, why are you not working? There we go. Now it's staying live.
So I was like, I need to cut? I don't need to cut?
No, I don't think you need to cut.
Are you sure? Because I could do it.
Well, I'm not hearing anything on Twitch, though.
Says we're offline, so that's what I see.
Well, I show us live now, but...
I don't know. I just work here.
Offline? Okay. All right. Went offline, or we're going to come back online.
Mm-mm.
All right, so people, if you're watching us on Twitch, we are having technical difficulties this morning.
I got a commercial. That's a good sign.
Well, I show us live now, but I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah, I got a commercial. Well, if you're not able to, we got other avenues. They don't have to do Twitch. You can also listen to us on Blog Talk if you can't see anything just yet. Some of you don't.
Oh, there it goes. Oh my God! Finally, all right.
I told you I saw a commercial. That always means. You know what? Y'all are interested in my breakfast/lunch, whatever.
Right. Well, I was just a little afraid, you know. Folks over there weren't going to get to see all the cool stuff and get to hear all of it, you know?
But I stress again, interrupted my lunch/breakfast.
How dare they? How dare they?
Right?
How rude. All right, so if y'all missed last night's show, you missed an epic show. We're not just daytime, we are also nighttime. We had a beautiful show last night with Corey, I, and Snow. It was really good, and it kind of got out of hand in some places. You should really hear what we had to say. Corey? What happened? All right. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I was a little afraid what had gone on there. No worries. Okay. So, this morning I'm going to start off with this story I was talking about last night. You should turn into last night's show and see exactly what I had to say, but I'm going to tell you about it this morning. I'm going to read the whole thing because it came in late yesterday afternoon. Vice President Joe Biden says that we shouldn't be afraid of the facts on video game violence. As part of a White House Google Hangout event to discuss gun violence, Vice President Joe Biden said that when it comes to research
Biden,
on video
Biden,
game violence,
Biden, Biden,
Mike,
Biden,
Biden, Biden, Biden, Biden, Biden, whatever, whatever, dude. He said we shouldn't be afraid of the facts. His remarks were in response to a question about the possible connection between gun violence and video games. A rough transcript of the Vice President's remarks can be found over at our Frenemies website, which, you know, I'll probably try to get up as well. He says, let the facts work, including out here in California, including with regard to the entertainment industry. There's no hard data as to whether or not these excessively violent video games, in fact, cause people to engage in behavior that is antisocial, including using guns. There's one study done, I think it was the American Academy of Pediatrics. They said that if kids watching 3 to 6 hours of video games, and a lot of kids do that, can lead to aggressive behavior. They didn't make the next connection saying that that leads to violent behavior. But there's no studies done. You big fat liar! There are two studies done. Plenty of them. Y'all just don't want to read them. All right, so anyway, so he says, so I recommend to the president that we do significant research. Let the CDC, let the National Institute of Health, let these people go out and look at the pathology that's behind this. If there is a pathology related to gun violence, we shouldn't be afraid of the facts. The facts is, Mr. Vice President Biden, if I'm saying your name wrong, there are plenty of studies done. We have been talking about those for years now. Corey and I have been doing this show for 2 years.
Game of Thrones in general has been around for about 7 years. So
exactly, and we've been reading these studies to y'all. We've been telling you that when it comes to these studies, most of these studies that aren't, you know, just pointedly trying to find something that's not really there. The ones that are done unbiasedly and looks at the whole situation say that there is no link between violent video games or violent media in general and violent behavior. The only link that's there is that if you have a mental illness.
No, the only link that's there is if they're trying to see you, if they're trying to put one there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It irritates me. I cannot believe you people.
All right. I got some bad news for some of us.
I kind of saw this earlier.
Yes. Oh, wow, I'm picking up some crazy. Somebody's talking. Oh, it's Jason Harris from Electronic Arts. Shut up. I don't care who you are. Okay, so following a very poor quarter, Logitech is not going to be making console accessories anymore.
They're not?
Nope. Nope, nope, nope. They made the decision to stop making console gaming accessories. CEO Bracken P. Darrell said...
They're going to keep making PC accessories, yeah?
I don't know. I'm getting around to it. He says, we've identified a number of product categories that no longer fit with our current strategic direction. As a result, we have initiated the process to divest our remote controls and digital video security categories, and we plan to discontinue other non-strategic products, such as speaker docks, console gaming peripherals, by the end of the calendar year 2013. The company, which plans to focus on PC and mobile products, saw a drop of 14%. Year-over-year to $615 million for the quarter three fiscal year 2013. He says, as we articulated, we started the third quarter. Continued weakness in global PC market was the primary factor in our disappointing quarter three sales. These results are unacceptable, and we are taking decisive, yeah, that was on purpose, as an outcome of my strategic view. He says, some of Logitech's current console accessories do include the F710 wireless gamepad and the wireless headset F520. It also makes an extensive range of keyboards, mice, and other accessories for PC.
Yes, I mean, because I'm sitting here looking. I've got the Call of Duty MW3 Logitech keyboard, and it's beautiful, guys. It's got the backlight and all. It's nice. I've got my Logitech gaming mouse.
I got a gaming mouse, but I have I have a mouse, you know, one of the laser mice from them.
Mm-hmm.
And years ago, they sent us a bunch of controllers that we gave away. So some of you out there still have those, I'm pretty sure. But let me tell you why I think this is the stupidest thing they could have done right about now. You have all of these consoles coming out with Android innards, and they're going to need controllers. And
yeah,
there was two of you, because Madcast is another one that makes these devices. Madcast is about to surpass you, Logitech, when this happens. You get rid of your gaming peripherals.
Personally, I love Logitech.
I do, nothing against Madcast, I was never a huge fan of their stuff. I always did like Logitech.
Well, the reason,
I got Logitech speakers. I just realized I got Logitech
exactly,
speakers.
Exactly, yeah, the speakers that I don't have installed right now are Logitech, but the one thing I loved about Logitech is they are affordable and they are damn nice. These things,
yeah.
and that may have been what killed me too.
Headset that I'm wearing, also.
Logitech works. I mean, seriously, I've had this mouse for probably 2 years, 3 years, and I'm abusive on these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
My keyboard, I will keep until I rub all the lettering off the keyboard.
I don't know if this keyboard is Logitech. Look, now I'm looking at my stuff going, is this a Logitech? No, this is a GE, which is just adorable. GE does make gaming peripherals, but they don't make a big deal about it. So, but
yeah.
They're another one that's probably going to step up as soon as Logitech's gone. Madcast is doing a happy dance this morning.
You go to Walmart, and I'm a redneck here. Walmart's my store because that's about the only store we have here. But Logitech, they carry a bunch of Logitech stuff. That's where I got my gaming mouse. It's where I got my keyboard, actually. I didn't get it, but the person who bought it for me got it for Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
I love Logitech stuff. It works great. I'm so sorry to see them cutting back.
Ginger, Walmart is not a redneck thing. It depends on the area that it's in that makes it redneck or/ghetto.
Taste a goat this morning. It's redneck.
That's because you live on a farm, Ginger. That's not redneck. Redneck is you don't have a farm and you have a goat. That's what makes it redneck.
I don't have a farm. I have a goat.
Well, you have a sort of farm. You know, you guys keep animals, so that makes it, what do they call that, a hobby farm? It's not a real farm. You just kind of,
That's true. And there's going to be a garden this year, so, hey.
Oh, that's not the same. As you have a house in the suburbs and you have a goat tied to the tree in the front, that's when it's redneck, okay? And your car.
No, but apparently the people who bought the goats that we sold before, the baby ones, are living in town.
With a goat tied to their tree. There's the Walmart that I just discovered that's in a high-end area. Looks completely different from the Walmart in the hood. It's so clean.
I know, right?
And the aisles are all ordered. It almost looks like Target. It could even pass on a good day for one of those really high-end Nordstrom's or something like that. Or the place that sells all the gadgets? Sharper Image. It could pass. The one over here could pass for a sharper Image. If I didn't let you see the signs, you'd swear it was a Sharper Image. It's really nice Walmart. I says, I will be coming over here from here on out.
Fair enough.
And there's also a Target nearby the same way. It could pass for a Sharper Image, but it just depends on where it is. So go to the nice Walmart. You find some really – they had a whole Logitech wall, which I had never seen before.
A whole Logitech wall?
Yes. I went.
See, now that is cool.
It was. I hate to see them go. I'm eating oranges, by the way, see? I told you.
You hear that?
Uh-huh.
That's fun. You know what?
Mm.
You can't hear this? That's a marshmallow.
I don't like marshmallows, so nah. Mm-mm. Yeah, marshmallows.
Almost made me choke on my marshmallow.
Mm. We had a run-in when I was 15. I had a whole day where I ate nothing but roasted marshmallows. I roasted them over the stove because I was like, oh, I'm going to eat these marshmallows, and I have never wanted one since then. I made myself sick. Same with sour cream. I don't eat sour cream anymore either.
Well,
I did the same thing. When I like something, I will eat it to death, and then either I love it and I keep eating it, like tacos, or I love it and then it makes me sick, and then I don't ever eat it again. No.
That's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
All right. So this next story, let me get the image up for you. This guy, and I want everybody to know his face, so if y'all happen to see him, you can yell at him for me. All right, this guy right here is Leland Yee. Leland Yee. Why do we hate Mr. Leland Yee? Well, let me tell you why we hate Mr. Leland Yee. All right. The San Francisco Chronicle is offering an in-depth article on how video games have been drawn into the discussion on gun violence. What? My Guild Wars 2 setup is not a malicious file. Stop it. All right. bringing into the discussion on gun violence, featuring quotes from California State Senator Leland Yee, the biggest idiot of the year. Yes, I know it's January 25th, but I'm already nominating him for the biggest idiot of the year.
As well he should.
This also includes IGDA Executive Director, Executive Director. Who wrote this? All right, and Ian Bogoff.
They're too busy. They really shouldn't write their own PR.
Yeah. Ian Bogoff, Professor of Interactive Computing at the Georgia Institute of Technology. It also features comments from we don't care, we don't care, we don't care. Okay, so what are we getting all irritated about? Well, while the article is a fair assessment of the focus that has been put on video games since the Sandy Hook Elementary School shootings that happened last month in Newton, Connecticut, a particular quote from the Senator Idiot Yee is sure to agitate the majority of gamers in America. Yee, Mr. Idiot, who authored the failed 2005 California video game law that was struck down by the Supreme Court's decision in Brown v. EMA. It was ruled a violation of free speech rights under the First Amendment of the Constitution, said that it is time for gamers to be quiet and that he has hope that the president's call for the CDC to study violent video games will lead to some changes. All right, so what exactly did this person that I cannot call him what I want to call him on daytime radio say? He says, gamers have got to just quiet down. He says, gamers have no credibility in this argument. This is all about their lust for violence and the industry's lust for money. This is a billion-dollar industry. This is about their self-interest. In the article, Yee says that the Supreme Court set the standard too high in its ruling on Brown v. EMA and that he is pessimistic about the president's plan for the CDC research. He says, I'm hopeful that the president's intervention on this particular matter will make a difference, but I'm not that hopeful. Yes, Mr. Yee, you person, the things I want to call you and I can't call you on daytime radio. All right, the reason why you are feeling pessimistic about this, you're not that hopeful, is because you know it's going to fail, because First Amendment, people, this is an art. This is, if anything, you know what, go ahead, put laws on it that places cannot sell video games to children. I'm okay with that, but don't go blaming video games for your kid being able to play this. Just, last night's radio show, go check it out. We said so much about this.
As I just posted on Twitter, said, since Mr. Yee, how about we'll pipe down. We'll just let our votes do the talking next time there's an election. I guarantee you, you won't be back in there. Get a good look at your desk. You won't be sitting back at it come next election.
A flipping men, Mr. Yee. Somebody, tell him. Y'all see him? Ginger Rocks does not like him.
We keep warning y'all. Okay, so speaking of Mr. Yee, if you're not a member of the ECA, you should be. The ECA is headed up to Capitol Hill today. Do you have my image up, Ginger, by the way? I'm all talking.
I do.
Work. I like when Ginger's on point because I'm not. I need to get some sleep. The ECA, of course, is headed to Capitol Hill. They're going to be meeting with some of the legislative staff involved in the flurry of proposed legislation to regulate or study video games. There are talks, again, of one, funding the studies to see if video games cause violence, two, government-mandated labels, three, ratings on all games, and four, fines for those selling mature games. The facts are as follows. According to the ECA, while video game sales have more than doubled in the last decade, violent crime has actually decreased. Countries who consume more video games than the United States don't see the same level of gun violence. Let's see. Again, I point out, they have way more guns, or they do. They play way more games than we do, violent games than we do, and they don't have any more violence than we do. Interesting. The FTC has recognized the current video game labeling system that's already in place as the best enforced out of all those in entertainment. The Supreme Court has also defended video games as a First Amendment-protected media. So this is some of the things that they will be discussing today. And, of course, again, as I said, they're going to Capitol Hill, but they need our help. Take your little butts over to the ECA. You're actually going to go over to action.theeca.com, or if you see there, Ginger has up their Facebook page, go over there and find the links and start talking to your senators and representatives and the president. Obama, look, I like you, but we don't want to have to digitally cut you. I'm sorry, Mr. President. We don't want to have to do it. I know you. Well, we can't do much to you. This is your last term in office, but I'm pretty sure you're gonna want a job somewhere else.
Exactly.
After this
exactly.
is over, we don't want to have to blackball you, and I would gladly take one for the team and say that I was your Monica Lewinsky. Gladly. if you don't act right, you know, my gamers before the president, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My fellow gamers before you, I'm sorry. You get to acting up, I'll be like, oh, yeah, he had me doing all kinds of stuff. He had me kissing horses in White House on lawn. I mean, wanted me to smear Jell-O on myself. How, you said gravy? Yeah, there was gravy involved.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I said Elizabeth the Great.
Ginger.
What?
Why are you so bad? Look, I called you bad after I said he made me smear Jell-O.
I didn't say anything. What are you talking about? I wasn't implying anything.
Sure, you weren't.
No, of course not. Nope. All right, so, you know what? I just realized I've not been putting the Twitch up on the actual Game of Girls radio page. Anyways. Okay, so I have got a trailer for y'all. Let me find the story, the corresponding story.
This is why Ginger does, in fact, rock.
I'm trying. Okay, so I'm going to make this big, and then we'll hit play. All right, so the new Empire trailer reveals M's affinity for metal. Bang your head to new preview video and join the demons for the blackest mosh pits. New website launched, yay! All right, so Paradox Interactive, people that we just adore and we love, they're amazing. A publisher of games and a dabbler in subterranean architecture. I always love their press releases. Today released a new trailer for Empire, their forthcoming demon management action strategy title. The video, which provides puny mortals with a horrifying glance at the creatures and worlds beneath Ardania, is set to a soundtrack so dark and epic that viewers will be unable to stop themselves from joining Baal Abaddon in the bottomless mosh pit. Limber up your neck for a headbanging and view the trailer, which I'm showing you now. And Empire players will come to the aid of a demon lord, rebuilding both his kingdom and his proper hellspawn body. By designing and overseeing a dungeon full of nasty creatures and nasty unsanitary rooms, denizens of Empire will retake their place atop the evil food chain. Empire is slated for a release early this year in the first quarter. It's going to be for the PC. And again, this is through Paradox Interactive. They have some amazing stuff. I'm going to have this up on GameNatrix.com in just a little bit. So head over there and check it out.
I'm over here giggling. I was like, she's watching new.gamenatrix.com.
It's in my head. I can't help it.
Oh, it shall lie. You know what, Jason Harris, if you speak one more time, dude, I'm going to find you. I think he's the one that was hitting on Snow. He looks very familiar.
He works at EA.
He's on a page. Every time I end up mousing over his little face, he starts talking to me. And he's cute and everything, but I'm going to need you to shut up while we're doing the news. I'm just saying. All right.
But he's cute.
Cute does not negate the fact that you are talking too much during lunch with Ginger and Corey. Keep it down. Pipe down there, boy. Pipe down. All right. Wait a minute. I got to change up some titles here. Well, I'll get to that in a minute. All right. So, Sony has been fined for PS Apocalypse. That's right. That's what we call it.
I was seeing that. Oh, my God.
They received a penalty from the Information Commissioner's Office. I love the names of the offices over in the UK. They always sound very official. Ours don't sound. We got Capitol Hill and, you know, this,
I know, right?
It didn't really sound all that intimidating. But when you hear Information Commissioner's Office, you know, I picture there's a guy, he's got like a bunch of screens, like, you know, he's got like six screens and he sits in the middle and he's up to date on everything. He knows what's going on everywhere and he's got games going. That's what I picture, but, you know, of course that's not how it is. Of course, Sony has been fined €250,000. By the Information Commissioner's Office for not having prevented the PS Apocalypse in 2011. Sorry, a little orange got caught there. Yes, the breach of their databases. The UK body ruled that the company hadn't met its duties in ensuring the software was up to date and had left vital passwords and systems in a vulnerable state. Yes. David Smith, who's the ICO Director of Data and Protection, says if you are responsible for so many payment card details and login details, then keeping that personal data secure has to be your priority. He says, in this case, that just did not happen, and when the database was targeted, albeit in a determined criminal attack, the security measures in place were simply not good enough. He said, there's no disguising that this is a business that should have known better. The breach, of course, was a disaster for Sony, coming just before the Easter holidays just last year. So just around this time last year is when PS Apocalypse, the clock was ticking. Of course, it severely damaged the public trust in the company. Senior executives publicly apologized for not having been better prepared for the attack and offered game downloads as compensations to users. It has since, so say, air quotes, improved its security provision, and they probably need to talk to the good people over there at Blizzard because yours is not secure. I'm still getting emails talking about Diablo. I don't even play Diablo.
I know, right? Kind of ridiculous.
Pick it up.
Fix it, people. Fix it. Fix y'all stuff.
Fix it.
All right. I'm trying to get this pulled up correctly. Okay, so the next one I want to show y'all is Crossfire. All right, so SG Interactive, a leading North American publisher, free-to-play game publisher, and G4 Box, is proud to announce, starting January 25th, Origin customers will be able to download and play Smilegate's breakout action title, Crossfire, the first free-to-play game from a third-party publisher available on EA's direct to consumer gaming platform. Crossfire and Crossfire Europe are alternate reality military action games that pit teams of players against each other and the environment in a battle for supremacy. More than 4.2 million concurrent users globally and 10 distinct game modes, Crossfire challenges players to create strategy and exploit tactics in order to claim victory. New gamers that sign up and download Crossfire through Origin will receive an exclusive starter package that includes in-game bonuses to experience game, combat enhancements, and free player respawns. Jung-Soo Lee, Vice President of Live Production for SG Interactive, says in today's gaming economy, it is rare to see a game succeed without multiple entries into the market. And finding outlets that share our vision of global support are hard to find. Origin allows us to showcase Crossfire to a brand new community of gamers, adding to our 4.2 million user base and opening up to us a world that may not have otherwise known about Crossfire. Guys, I've known about y'all for a while. You should have gone on Steam. Steam's where it's at. Origin offers fast and safe game downloads for more than 500 PC titles from EA and other leading game developers. In addition, Origin features provide a more dynamic and convenient player experience for the gamer. Beyond the fast download capability, automatic login, and built-in customer service, Alright, so again, Crossfire is a fast-paced military-themed combat online action game. It puts two competing mercenary forces, the Global Risk and the Blacklist, against each other. In a war-torn world, players can choose from a massive armory of realistic firearms, explosives, hand-to-hand weapons, and personal body armor used by military forces worldwide, single and unit-based combat scenarios, and location-specific damage combined with popular movie culture create adrenaline-fueled, action-packed battles in 10 different gameplay modes, including free-for-all, escape, hero, team deathmatch, elimination, and search and destroy. That is kind of awesome. Okay, so for some odd reason, my video stopped. You gotta love YouTube. Sometimes it kind of just decides to act up on us. Yay! All right. Seriously, Crossfire looks so cool. I wanted to play it a while back, but I didn't realize they had an American server, and they wouldn't let me play on the European server, which is a little bit sad. So I'm going to have to go back in and try to get in now. Oh, big explosions. See people, violent video games, and I'm not wanting to go kill anybody.
I want to kill the digital people. Sometimes they act up. They need to be...
Well, yeah.
We talk about this all the time. They really just need to do a study. And I don't want the, well, you were playing and you were being aggressive during the game. Yes, because when I'm playing the game, that's the point. I'm supposed to be aggressive while I'm playing, I'm going to need y'all to stop it. All right, Ginger, are you ready?
I'm going to try to be.
Well, I didn't pull all of these, and you will thank me why. And when I tell you why, I just gave Ginger three trailers because the IGF Student Showcase winners have been chosen. IGF stands for Independent Games Festival, and they've picked 8 games from over 300 entries to name as Student Showcase winners. The ones that I gave to Ginger are some amongst the winners. Is that showing up for you? Yeah. All right.
It is,
so. The winning games each scored themselves $1,000 for their developer and a spot on the show floor at GDC come this March. One game will be named Best Best Student Game at the Independent Games Festival Awards on March 27th, and with that honor comes an additional $3,000. The games that are going to be on the floor are Atom, which which one is this, Ginger? That's Asylum, right?
Yeah, this is
Asylum. Okay, Asylum is also one of them. Back to Bed, which is done by Danish Academy of Digital Interactive Entertainment. Atom is done by NHTV IGAD. Farsh is another one, which I don't have a trailer for. NHTV IGAD. There's also Knights of Pen and Paper, done by IESB, Instituto de Ensino Superior de Brasil, UEB, Universidade Brasília. Did I say that right, my Brazilian people? I tried. The Mindful XP volume was done by Carnegie Mellon University Entertainment Technology Center, Pulse from Vancouver Film School, and Zenith Renaissance Polytechnic Institute. Did I say that right? Last year's best student game was called Way by Coco and Co. I am very excited. Don't these look interesting? I don't know about you, but they look like something I might want to give a go. And you can go over. Oh, I should probably tell you where you can find these. You can also, I believe, you can play them. Yeah, they're all. Most of them are online, full free to play version.
Strange looking.
Yeah, you can go to igf.com and just look around for the finalists and winners. I believe there's a yellow banner at the top. You click and it'll take you to the finalists, and not just the ones who won, but some of the other people who entered as well. You can try out some of their games because, you know, might just want to play something different. Fold It was also mentioned again. Remember Fold It? Remember Fold It is the one that we figured out. We figured out. What is it? We found out the something for AIDS or cancer or something like that. There's a ton of games here. There's enough games for you to play well into the end of the year, and they're all free to play. For right now, somebody's going to pick these talented people up, and then you're going to be paying for this, your 1,200 Microsoft points. So you may want to try it out. There's one here that I don't think made the finalists, but it looks so interesting, and it's called Biantolit, Tales of Tales. It's for Windows, PC, and Mac. They do not have a trailer, but they have a Vimeo video, which I think Ginger can probably throw up. I want you to see this because this is beautiful.
Yeah, you can get a link.
This is gorgeous for those people that are watching. Absolutely beautiful. The artistry, the way it looks. Those freaking French know how to make a game, let me just tell you. Ubisoft, you better look out. These guys here are coming for you.
No. Did not.
Did it not pull up for you?
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Look at that. Just watch that for a second, Ginger. Just go ahead and click play on that and watch.
Yep. I was trying to make it big.
It may not get big for you, but they should be able to see. It's absolutely gorgeous. Look at the characters. Beautiful. Look at that. And that's called Biantolit. I think tomorrow, summer. My French is terrible. Summer of Tomorrow or something like that. But it looks interesting. Of course, you can play the latest version of that at their website. It's BN, which is good in French, bien.tlo.tl/ETE at this summer, I think, if I remember correctly. See, I don't know what it's about. I just want to play. They got some interesting visuals. So these are some of the finalists and stuff over at Independent Games Festival. And if you don't understand what that is, kind of think of it like Sundance, but for games. Really awesome thing if you ever get to attend. Very, very nice. And again, nobody's got the big head or just awesome games. There's another one there called Gone Home, which I'm not going to make Ginger play, but that one also, it's got a whole haunted house thing. It's supposed to take place in the year 1995. It's first person. No combat or puzzles.
Yeah, it looks really neat.
No combat or puzzles, purely exploration and story-driven game. Tons of really good work here. Seven Grand Steps is another really beautiful-looking one, very Grecian, and just go over to the website and check it out. You'll find some really good games there and some amateur developers who are going to be amazing when they get their chance to show the world what they can do. Amazing people. Very proud of you ones that made it to the finalists, and we may be there. We may be there to cheer you on. I'm gonna need to get y'all to sign stuff because I already know who's, you know, when I see them, I'm gonna know who the winner is. And even if you don't win, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna be able to pick out who is going to just blow up. And I'm gonna need you to just sign some stuff. I'm gonna need to get your picture, and if you don't act right, I'm gonna get some other pictures and blackmail you. I'm just telling you flat out. I like to let you know what's coming.
She's going to blackmail you.
I am. You know, later on when you are big, I'm going to be like, I'm going to need you to give me a game. And they'll be like, well, no, we don't. Oh, look here. See these pictures right here with you wearing a tutu?
She would totally, totally blackmail you, too.
The tutu and the Mario head? Mm-hmm. This is you.
All right. Trial of Ibn Battuta. Probably saying this wrong. Unearthed Trial of Ibn Battuta is a third-person action-adventure game set in modern-day Middle East that is presented in a TV-style episodic format and will be available in both Arabic and English voiceover and with 21 languages for menus and subtitles. The game will mark the first time that a Saudi Arabian development house targets the Sony PlayStation 3 and Microsoft Xbox 360 platforms, along with other major platforms, including PC, Mac, iPhone, iPad, and Android devices. Ooh, way to go, guys. See, that is what we call all over.
Hot.
Gorgeous. This is beautiful.
Stop it.
Get ready for the spine killer of the year. I know.
Oh, God. You know my droid? Can I get... Where's my droid?
Oh, no. Right? That is sexy. When Arab fortune hunter Faris Jawad and his archaeologist sister Dania receive a call to visit Morocco, they embark on an exotic adventure throughout the Middle East on the trail of the famous Muslim explorer Ibn Battuta. The trail won't be clear, however, as Faris will have to overcome an unholy alliance of a militia army leader, a weapons dealer, and a wealthy antiquities smuggler who are after the same goal. The game is utilizing the Unity platform. Seriously, Unity is amazing right now. As its core technology solution, it's going to be among the first Unity-based titles to be launched on the PlayStation 3 platform. All right, so we've got a couple of features here. Travel across the Middle East from the wildlife of Moroccan Atlas Mountains to the valleys of old Damascus through the port of Alexandria and the metropolitan city of Dubai. Unique mix of platforming, melee fighting, shooting, and stealth gameplay presented in a TV-style episodic format along with recaps of previous episodes and teaser trailers. Teaser cliffhangers of what lies ahead. Unlockable survival mode, battle against endless waves of enemies. That's okay. We've got mummies, zombies, ghouls, and 8 varied maps, including exclusive maps designed for PC and Mac with a platform-specific leaderboards. We've got unlockable extras, which is like concept art, renders, animatics, cutscenes, character gallery, and treasure. And again, it's available in 21 languages for menus and subtitles, and the voiceovers are going to be in both Arabic and English. That is a beautiful game. And if that thing is as beautiful on my phone as it is in that trailer, oh my God.
Right? Oh, man. Okay. We're not going to take you into this site because it requires an age. It has an age gate, which means some of you can't see. La, 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 la. See, and we're trying to be all compliant early because, you know, they'll come after us eventually.
So I can't log into the... Okay.
No, don't log into the age gate. Let's just let them look at him. Painkiller, yay, Helen Damnation.
How you doing?
How you doing? He's been looking like that for years. Just aging lovely. Nordic Games, who is not the original owner of Painkiller, by the way, is excited to announce that Medieval Horror, the first multiplayer DLC for Painkiller, Helen Damnation, is out right now for your PC.
It's out right now?
Right now. Players need to fight even harder to break Daniel Garner through the infernal gates of hell. The DLC pack introduces new epic boss battles against the White Demon and Assassin Greed. Interesting name. Who was named in remembrance of Assassin John P. Greed. The Medieval Horror multi-pack expands on survival mode. Players can now progress through a map in the same way they would in campaign mode while playing co-op. Friends can now be destroyed using new environmental weapons and scenes of horrific demon slaying. That might be fun. they say they wanted to intensify the hellish experience for players, and the Medieval Pack certainly does that. This is from Reinhard Paulus, head of business and product and development at Nordic Games. He said the PC fans cannot get enough of the pain. We are always wanting to give them more. You know, we always want to give them more. Painkiller Hell and Damnation was released... just October 31st for PC. It's dirty all in the morning. The campaign features an all-action crusade that can be played in single-player mode, co-op mode across 4 chapters, and several multiplayer modes. A vast array of demons and fiends will be encountered along the way. The full list of the horror DLC Survival Pack, you can find at their website, but I'll tell you a couple. It's going to be enhanced expansion of the Survival Mode, a new Survival Mode boss audience. They're also adding one new multiplayer map called Inhumitate. You know what? I can't say that. Smith. Okay, so you can pick it up. It's on Steam today for a mere $3.99 or €3.99 or $3.49 GBP. I know you all know what that means. I'm sorry. Yay! Have you ever played this one, Ginger?
I have not, actually.
This game is really popular on the pro circuit, but a lot of people don't play it because they think that's what it is. You know, it's one of the pro circuit type games, you know, the Call of Duty types. Mm-hmm. It actually has a beautiful backstory, but you'd have to, I don't know if they continued it or if they've picked up picked up something new, but Daniel's story was heartbreaking the first time I got to play the original Painkiller. And without giving it away, let's just say, you know, there's somebody very special to him that is no longer with us. And it is not it's not what you think. It's not a vengeance story either.
It's not a vengeance
story? It's not a vengeance. He doesn't say, oh, you killed my girlfriend, I'm going to get you. It's not a vengeance story, and that's all I'm going to tell you. You have to go and play it. It's really good. And my girls out there, you will fall in love with Daniel because it is the sweetest thing that he ends up doing as a result of what happens. But it will grab you right from the beginning of the story. They take you straight into it. No waiting. All right.
Interesting.
I love it. It's not the same company. That's why I really don't know much about this one. I haven't really played it since somebody else took over. I think I want to say they were with Dreamcatcher. Dreamcatcher used to be a hybrid. They did like Myst type games and then these types. And mm-hmm. I don't remember what the other side was called. Dreamcatcher, and then it was something else. But they are the original owners of Painkiller, and then they split off. I guess they split off. I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't keep track of them, and I should have. They were very good to us too. Very nice company.
Oh, crap. I can't show this trailer. Never mind.
Is it Honda Agegate? Is it Honda?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to read it to you anyway.
We have to be good today because, you know, they're going to Capitol Hill, so we got to be extra good today, especially since we've been calling.
It's a true 17 plus, so I would totally play it.
Ooh, girl.
All right. You
Wait,
know what?
Hold Ginger.
On. What?
I got juice.
What you got?
Oh, some people are going to be happy, namely you and I. Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I'm going to need you to load this up while I tell these people about this. And then I want you specifically to put your hands above the desk after you put this up. Just put them above the desk. No. Put your hands above the desk, Ginger.
Oh, that already looks cool.
Mm-mm-mm. Put hands on the desk, Ginger. I want to hear them both.
I don't wanna.
Okay, let me just tell you this. Linden Labs, the makers of Second Life, Creatorverse, and Patterns, which for some reason has escaped my notice, and other shared creative spaces, announced just a little while ago that they have acquired the iPad game Blocks World. They'll offer the game globally and will release it for new platforms as the Blocks World team joins the company. Blocks World currently is an iPad game in which you use cubes, wedges, rockets, wheels, motors, and more easily create 3D models of anything you can imagine, just like you can in Second Life, from race cars to animals to robots. These models come alive with realistic physics simulators, and users can play, interact, or even explode their creations. As with Linden Labs' Creatorverse, Block World allows users to share their creations with others to explore, play with, and remix, make their own, and they're probably going to sell it. If you're smart, Blocks World is a great fit with what we do at Linden Labs, Rob Humble is saying, who's now the CEO of Linden Labs. He says it's very user-friendly to complement our portfolio of shared creative spaces. We're happy to have the Blocks World team join Linden Labs, and I keep saying labs, there's no S. I've always said labs, I don't know why, but there's never been an S on it, just forgive us. And it says we're looking forward to bringing Blocks World to the App Store and worldwide.
Linden Labs, is this what y'all have been working on, and this is why my mesh is not working, because I've been working on this and all. My mesh.
But you didn't catch on to the key word there. We're looking to bring it to new platforms, which means at some point it's going to make its way to Droid. And then
it just does look kind of cute, but
we will be meshing it up on our phones very soon.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. They need to fix the whole little mesh bug inside Second Life right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I turn into the toddly do, I don't like to have the whole weird ghost baby mummy look thing going on.
I want to turn into the toddly do. I think this is, oh, wait a minute. There's already an Android link at the top. So, and, oh, it's already on Droid. Oh, Droid.
It's also got Kindle Fire up there.
Oh, I see that. Oh, I didn't see that. That's evil. Ginger, that's evil. Oh.
It is evil. It's totally evil.
Oh,
interesting.
Look. Oh, look, the stuff I can make. Look, it's got the little vertice points.
No, it's cool, right?
Oh, no. My life. My life is going to be gone. Look at that. Look at the physics. Oh, my God. It's all over
for me. It's true. Her life will be gone. We'll never see her again. It'll be horrible.
Oh, you don't even want to see why I was up until 3 this morning. I bought that bedding kit.
Oh, did you? Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Awesome. How'd it turn out?
I'm working on a lovely quilt. Mm. Yes, of course I would pick the hardest thing to try to make first. A quilt.
Of course you would, because that is what you do.
And what, you guys know what quilts are, right? You know what quilts are. It's the stitch with the each square.
Yep.
Yeah, quilt.
Yep. All right, well, I've got two stories. The first one's going to be kind of more just a small, little short commentary. Apple again. Apple steps up labor audits, fines. What do you know? More underage workers.
Stop it.
Apple stepped up audits of working conditions at major suppliers last year, discovering multiple cases of underage workers' discrimination and wage problems. The iPhone, iPad maker, which relies heavily on Asian-based partners like Taiwanese Foxconn Technology Group of slave labor, to assemble the vast majority of its iPhone and iPads, said on Thursday it conducted 393 audits, up 72% from 2011, reviewing sites where over 1.5 million workers make its gadgets. Apple in recent years has faced accusations of building its profits on the back of poorly treated and severely underpaid workers in China, i.e. slave labor. That criticism came to the fore around 2010 after reports of suicides at Foxconn drew attention to long hours that migrant laborers frequently endure, often for pittance and wages, and in severely cramped living conditions. Again, slave labor. Foxconn is the trading name of Hon Hai Precision Industry, and employs 1.2 million slave workers across China. Yes, people, I'm adding in slaves. That's pretty much what they are.
I thought it belonged in there.
All right. Under Chief Executive Tim Cook, who took over from Steve Jobs in 2011, Apple has taken new steps to improve its record and boost transparency, including the extensive audits of its sprawling supply chain. Okay, I have to stop here and say, if you continue again and again and again to find underage workers, why don't you find another company here in the U.S. where we're not going to hire underage workers to make these things for you? I don't care how many audits you do. If you continue to find these child slave workers, it's time to use somebody else. I mean, once is, you know, they're bad, twice is, you know, all right, you've not gotten in line. Three times? But no, you've done 393 audits. How many of these did you find child workers at? Seriously, time to go somewhere else. All right, so that was the short one.
I'm sorry, don't cut me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Sorry, Ginger, don't cut me.
Well, I have another one before I let you go on.
Go ahead.
All right, so since I can't show you the trailer, I can show you a picture. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Fit to screen. There we go. Halo 4. All right, so Halo 4 Spartan Ops Episode 7 trailer debuts on Halo Waypoint. By the way, it is behind an age gate, or I would have shown it to you. 343 Industries today debuted the Halo 4 Spartan Ops Episode 7 trailer. Spartan Ops Episode 7, including all new CG cinematic and 5 new gameplay chapters, will be available via Xbox Live this Monday, the 28th at 11 a.m. GMT.
Greenwich Mean Time. People, Greenwich Mean Time for you Americans.
Mm-hmm. The time has come for Catherine Halsey to stop playing everyone else's game and begin playing her own. The most dangerous woman in the galaxy is on the loose and is about to make a deal with the devil. First for the Halo franchise, Spartan Ops is a story-driven, episodic co-op adventure that blends immersive storytelling, high-quality cinematics, and action-packed gameplay to deliver an unprecedented, serialized experience exclusively on the Xbox 360. Through a weekly series of cinematic episodes, Spartan Ops tells the continuing story of the UNSC Infinity. Following the events of Halo 4, these episodes center on the UNSC Infinity leaders and crew, as well as a new team of Spartans, Fireteam Majestic, as they explore the corners of Requiem in objective space missions and help uncover the secrets of the mysterious Forerunner world. A massive adventure that builds off the Halo 4 story, Access to Spartan Ops is included with Halo 4 at no additional charge, effectively delivering 2 campaign experiences in 1 game. All right, so the standard edition of Halo 4 is $49.99. That's Linden's, pounds, francs, whatever the little sign is, cookies. And the limited edition, which includes an extensive 90-minute video version of the live-action digital series, Halo 4 Forward Unto Dawn, and additional bonus content, is available for $69.99, Linden's, francs, and little L sign, whatever that is. I think that's pounds, actually. Anyways, again, this is Halo 4. If you want to see the trailer, you got to be over 18, so go check it out.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. Yay. Hit me up.
Oh, I'm going to hit you up.
All right. Leading online games company Trion Worlds and renowned South Korea game-based developer XL Game are now in agreement. Well, they entered into an agreement for Trion to exclusively publish and operate Arch Age over here in the West. Created by Mr. Jake Song, best known for his hit game Lineage, the highly anticipated Arch Age is poised to be the most polished, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. Yes, that's coming straight out of Asia.
Yeah.
Trion will host a game on its Red Door platform in North America. Red Door, ooh, I'm impressed. Here in North America, Europe, Turkey, Australia, and New Zealand. Jake says he's thrilled to be working with Trion Worlds, a company who is setting a new standard for gaming by embracing original, high-quality IPs on a dynamic, connected platform. He says we're impressed with their record as they have consistently delivered an unwavering vision. We are confident partnering with Trion will help Arch Age be a successful game that satisfies audiences both East and West. You know what? I'm just going to tell you, Jake. Trion has never satisfied me. In no way, shape, form, or fashion. My hands never go below the desk. Anyway, Arch Age is the latest premium online game to join Trion's growing roster of its titles on the Red Door platform. Red Door is a full-scale publishing and development solution enabling unprecedented flexibility and control for game monetization teams. The platform offers a sophisticated server architecture as well as a proprietary tool set positioned to radically speed up the time to market for developers who want to create the next gen of AAA titles. In 2012, Trion also announced a joint venture with European games company Crytek to co-publish and cooperate the award-winning online first-person shooter Warface in the West. Will be called G-Face to us. Yeah, I don't know. You can go over to archagegame.com and sign up to receive updates if you're interested in playing this one. I, however, am not interested in playing it. I am tired of the elven and fire shooting variety of games.
Yeah, I really just am.
I need an MMO that has some, that's part of the reason why we stay in Fallen Earth and APB, because I'm tired of being, elven and shooting fire. And it's not even fun,
I'm kind of with Corey here.
Sick of it. Sorry, I had to get that out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Wait.
I did have some other breaking news I wanted to share really quickly. Speaking of people, apparently NCSoft is closing some offices in Japan. I caught wind of that somewhere just a second ago, and I have lost it. Yeah, they're closing up something, some offices in Japan. That's pretty much all I got on that one. I'm sorry, somebody's losing their jobs. I don't have any other details for you. I'm sorry, and it just happened. It's not cool. I know. I'm sorry, Ginger. I'm sorry. Don't cut.
So sorry for those people losing their jobs. That sucks. Okay, muted. Yes, is it playing? You're going to play?
Do it.
There we go. By the way, content not okay for children. But they didn't say an age gate, so hey, here we go. Mm-hmm. Calypso Media Digital today revealed just how dangerous and threatening the wilds of Earth can be to a simple little spider in the non-playable character-filled Alien Spidey trailer, which I'm showing you now. The cute six-legged protagonist in Alien Spidey will have to maneuver past a lazy sloth, mule shooting hedgehog, and Ravenous Fist. Hold on, am I showing the right trailer here? No, I'm not showing the right trailer. Hold on. Back up. My bad. I was like, this doesn't look right. There we go. All right, so this one is okay for children because it's Peggy 3. All right, so the cute six-legged protagonist and alien Spidey will have to maneuver past lazy sloths, needle-shooting hedgehogs, ravenous fish, and pesky mosquitoes in order to save his friend Virgie, collect lost parts of his spacecraft, and return to his home planet. Published by Calypso Media and developed by Enigma Software, Alien Spidey is a digital action-adventure game slated for Xbox Live, also for the PC and PlayStation 3, early 2013, that's all they say. So this is kind of interesting. It's kind of cute. You know, if you're looking for games you can maybe play with your kids, your little kids at that, this is definitely something you could play. Personally, I'm not a fan of helping spiders, but hey, if you heard that, yeah, I was totally just, like, shuddering because it's a spider. Anything with more than two eyes and, you know, four legs, I don't like.
I thought it was just dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, I really don't like. Dinosaurs, I will have nightmares over, but I don't like bugs.
Okay, I would like, again, to report that my Battle.net account is locked, and I'd like to also point out I don't have one.
Interesting.
They keep sending me these. I don't have a Battle.net account.
Yeah, I'm still concerned that I might have had mine hacked, and I should contact him over that, but I haven't done that yet.
And I may have had one a long time ago, but the point being is, since I've not used it, they need to just watch their stuff is what they need to do.
They do.
They're not taking care of us, and they're going to be the next to have a wow-apocalypse. You see how they're going to have it? Wow-apocalypse, yeah.
Yep.
There's some other things. Oh, just so you guys don't forget, please make sure you go over to the ECA.com and sign up. It's free to sign up, I believe, but I believe there's a membership. Let me tell you how you get it for free. Okay, Payback Games is doing a partnership with the ECA, and they will give you a free ECA membership and registration. And they build games and or something. I'm not sure what they do, but anyway, they're in partnership. It gets you a free ECA membership. So go over there and sign up with them. They have tournaments and matches and things. You can win money, I guess. And then get signed up with the ECA so that you can show support. They're going, again, up to Capitol Hill today. It's very important that we as gamers show our support, even if it's just digital. You can't physically go, but you can show your support from afar. And contact your local representatives. Those of you who are over 18, go ahead and let them call the office. Maybe all you can get together today. You're not doing anything. Get your castanets and your D3DS and go sit outside. It's a nice day. Go play some games. At least it is here in Houston. Go play some games and sit down. Okay,
it's
actually
a little cold here.
It's not cold here. I'm going to need... Oh, I can't say anything about this. Ooh, shut up. I was about to get in trouble. Never mind. I called it.
Shame on you. Don't get in trouble. Don't get in trouble, Corey.
Oh, I was about to be in trouble. Oh, my God. Big trouble.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I cannot say anything. I must shut my mouth.
You know, she teases us like this. It's not very nice, is it?
Well, I was going to share because I thought it was news. Some of our PR people send us stuff. We need y'all to label it. I only caught the part where don't you open your mouth, like, yeah. Like to like three paragraphs saying, oh, by the way, don't tell nobody about this game. That should have been at the top.
You gotta love how they do that.
Yeah, that should be at the top. Dear, and they have my name in it too. Dear Corey, you need to actually say, Corey, first of all, do not open your mouth. Don't tell anybody yet. We're not ready. So I could, yeah, because I would have been three paragraphs in before I read this part that says, oh, by the way, don't tell nobody.
Oops, I'm bad.
I'd say how much it's going to cost, 99 cents.
How much it's going to cost?
It's going to cost you 99 cents.
That's not bad. That's not
bad at all. But I can't tell you anything else. Dang it, I hate when they do that. Okay, it's time to go anyway.
Yeah. If you're looking at the screen, you see these cases. These are new 3DS XL cases, the Wildlife series, Beagle and Kitten. I'm going to have this up on GameNatrix.com in a little bit. You can check them out and see where you can grab one. Kind of cute.
Ooh. Very, very nice.
I like the monkey one.
All right. Well, we will see you guys around. We'll be around over the weekend, hopefully. So you know where to find us. Of course, probably, well, you know, Ginger streams at odd hours. I don't know. It might be like 3 in the morning and she'll start streaming.
That's true story. True story.
All right. A little GTA for you. GTA 4. We're getting so close to the release. I'm so excited. I can't wait. I can't wait. You know what? I joke, and sometimes I just come here for short periods. No joke. When this one comes out, you all will only see me during the show. Don't even Facebook me. I'm serious.
Facebook her at your own peril, people.
I'm telling you, if I'm on Xbox, do not talk to me. Oh, by the way, some of you that are on my Xbox Live friends list, you got yelled at the other day in a very high-pitched little baby Matrix voice. You interrupted her Minecraft. It's not me playing, it's her. Just make sure when you pop up messages. Oh, man. I bet if she could actually swear the words, she would say.
Wow.
Somebody's trying to
touch
me, I'm trying to kill an intermit.
Those intermit are not nice things to try to heal, so I feel their pain.
Just the thing I'm saying. Pain. I was like, what's an intermit? Intermit is hard to kill. He's trying to come in the house, they're coming up. So I was like, just put it in the top right corner. It distracted me. I missed him. I'm like, okay.
They are a not cool thing. They hurt. They hurt.
See, Ginger, you did this to my child.
I know. I love it.
I'm going to send her to your house.
You do that. She's adorable. Mm-hmm. I will with her.
Yeah, you say that so y'all get into a fight over the Xbox. It's my turn. No, it's my turn.
That's fine. I'll shoot my Xbox.
That's what I used to say. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Did you give me that kiss?
Later, boys and girls.
I mean, Monday. Monday.
No, Monday. Tuesday.
Oh, yes, Tuesday, yeah. See you guys Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.